Kentucky was one of several states to embrace Obamacare years ago. Former Governor Steve Beshear expanded eligibility for the state's Medicaid system.
By taking advantage of new federal laws and billions of dollars in new federal funding, we are expanding eligibility in the Medicaid program.
Current Governor Matt Bevin campaigned in part on dismantling that program, and after he took office, he asked the federal government to let his administration make major changes. Last summer, he detailed a new Medicaid plan, one that would tweak benefits, require people to pay small monthly premiums, and despite his claim to the contrary, ultimately trim about 86,000 people from the program.
The benefits will be fantastic. We'll have more people with better access, better health outcomes, and ultimately, because of that, it saves money.
That's Bevin last June. Now, of course, there's a new president, and under Donald Trump's administration, it seems like Bevin's proposal has a good chance of being approved. After all, Bevin and Trump are both Republicans and ideologically similar, and some of the people who helped craft Bevin's waiver plan now work in Trump's health cabinet. But Congress's planned overhaul of Obamacare could wreck the economics behind Bevin's plan. Lawmakers are considering phasing out funding for Medicaid expansions over the next 3, 5, or 7 years, which would mean Kentucky would have to shoulder more of the costs. And that's precisely the opposite of what Bevin is trying to do. Dustin Pugel is with the Kentucky Center for Economic Policy.
So our share would increase from 10% to 30%. It would triple. It would be about a $405 million increase for us to be able to keep it each year.
That's $405 million to keep the current version of Kentucky's Medicaid expansion. And even though Bevin's proposal would pare back coverage and might cost less, it would still technically be an expansion of the traditional Medicaid program. As Robin Rudowitz with the Kaiser Family Foundation says, if the money that made that expansion possible is phased out, Kentucky would have to figure out how to fund the programs with less money or get rid of the expansion altogether.
Do they maintain that coverage and fill that gap in federal financing with their own state dollars? For most states that have to pass a balanced budget, that would mean increasing taxes, cutting funds from another state program, to backfill those federal dollars.
Bevin argues that the state can't afford expanded Medicaid in its current form. He predicted last summer that his proposal would save about $330 million over 5 years. And he says if the feds don't approve his waiver, he'll just get rid of the Medicaid expansion altogether. But there's no word on what will happen if Bevin gets what he's asked for, but loses the federal money to pay for it. A spokesman for Bevin's health cabinet said there are too many uncertainties to speculate on the impact of Congress's Obamacare repeal plan, but, quote, nothing we have seen presented so far has caused us to pause in pursuit of the waiver. Meanwhile, in Washington, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is trying to craft an Obamacare replacement bill only with Republican votes. He can only afford to have 2 Republicans vote against the measure, with Vice President Mike Pence casting a tiebreaker. And for the 440,000 Kentuckians who gained insurance under expanded Medicaid, the future of their health insurance is somewhere in between Frankfort and Washington. For the Kentucky Public Radio Network, I'm Ryland Barton.